The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, haere mai. Welcome along, Hatu is in the house. From my house to your house, whether you're in the dog house, the poor house, the nut house, the murder house, parliament house, or the house of the rising sun, we'll be dealing with some of the important issues of the day, local, regional, national, and international, plus sampling some of the most amazing local talent, and dipping into a few tracks you may or may not have ever heard before. So buckle up and stay tuned for the next half hour, because Hatu is in the fire. Hatu is in the house. Proudly sponsored by Taste of Turkey, Motueka's authentic traditional Turkish kitchen, 92 High Street. And the 2023 Motueka AMP show, Saturday, 2nd December, at the Marchwood Park Showgrounds. Be there, okay?
Here in the studio with Francis E. Maxineau, who is one of the featured artists for the upcoming 2023 Motueka AMP show on the 2nd December. Welcome. Kia ora.
Thank you, Yohamani.
Yeah, good to have you. So this track we're listening to is called Highland Loch.
Indeed it is.
And this is one of your original tracks?
Yes, it is.
All right.
It's one I've been playing for some almost 30 years now.
You don't even look that old. Come on.
Oh, you flatter me. Yeah, there's a few more wrinkles in my face now, and a lot less hair on the top of my head since the days when I put this piece of music together in a studio I had in the front of a flat in Spraydon in Christchurch in the early 1990s. I used very specialist microphones I hired from Red Acoustics, including shotgun condenser mics. And this is one of the tracks I used to play a lot in the art centre of Christchurch for years as one of the entertainers for the markets and things. And it's got a pastoral theme. And this is one of the tracks I'll be playing on the agricultural and pastoral show. I've chosen compositions that fit in with the theme of agriculture, pastoral, sort of, you know, that evoke, you know, images of fields with happy lambs bouncing around and, you know, that type of thing. And I don't just create instrumental music. I also have a number of songs, but when I created this, I was thinking of Scotland, and I was thinking of the lakes of Scotland, which I'd never been to at that stage. Since then, I did actually travel through Scotland, and then realised that maybe I had a foretelling of, you know, the type of inspiration of the mountains, which I'd seen in New Zealand up in the mountains. There's lakes up towards the mountains in Canterbury and South Canterbury, which were more the inspiration for this piece of music.
All right. Sounds great. Now, you will also be performing with myself, with me, sort of the end of the show, as Sound Prophets, something that we've been doing for just about 30 years now as well.
So, yes.
And our friend Adrian is going to be on the drums. And it looks like we're also going to be the backing band for Araha Williams for
right.
part of her set. So it's going to be a great day out there.
Oh,
and we're hoping the weather gods will be with us. So yeah, Francis will be performing. He will be opening the show at 10 o'clock and then end up closing the show. Maybe even some of his original stuff at the end after Sound Prophets. So
yes, and also as well as my original what I call classic original pieces, you can listen to Highland Lock anywhere online. Just Google my name, Francis Maxino, M-A-X-I-N-O, and just punch in Highland Lock, and you'll find it on Spotify and YouTube, etc. I haven't made a music video for this one, but it's out there. And it was originally scored for two Sopranino recorders, but now I actually add an extra alto recorder into it. So the feature instruments, wind instruments, are actually recorders in this track. They're not tin whistles or Irish whistles. They're actually good old wooden recorders. And actually, these were ABS plastic recorders. The other tracks I'll be playing, I'll be doing a couple of, you know, popular songs that people would know, like maybe an Elton John song or some type of, you know, things that people know, and trying to keep to the, you know, the theme of the being an agricultural show and everything, that sort of the feeling of being out in the country without having to play country music, but more like the world sort of... The flutes to me always evoke the feeling of a shepherd out in the hills, particularly the high whistle, you know, sort of playing his whistle, and the sheep are sort of like coming up to him, and you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's
well, we'll bring some sheepdogs and see how they respond to that.
Idyllic, you know, vision of you know, rural life, if you like, you know. So it should be a good. A good day, I'd say. Hopefully
yeah.
It's going to be a nice weather. And
alrighty, so let's have a listen to something else that you've recorded.
Okay.
And
And
we'll say a bientôt to the Highland Lock for now.
Yes, goodbye Highland Lock.
So tell us a little bit about this next track, Imbolc.
Yes, Imbolc. This is a piece I wrote also along sort of pastoral or agricultural themes, if you like, whilst I was living in Bavaria about 7 years ago. It's one of the festivals that were practiced by the ancient pagans. It's a Celtic festival along with Lunasar and... There's also All Hallows Eve, and there's May Day, sort of, which is this Beltane, which is the sort of spring festival, and this is named after one of the festivals. While I was writing it, I was trying to work out what the key signature, what the time signature of the piece was, and it took me ages to work out how to write it down in relation to the time signature, which I discovered after playing it over and over again, because I created the piece without, you know, I hadn't, when I was scoring it, I was trying to, you know, write it down accurately. I initially wrote it for harp and recorder, and then discovered that it was actually in 7/4. It took me about 2 days to work out the timing of it, the time signature, which is quite unusual for a piece to be in seven beats in a bar, but it is. And it's a melody that rises up and up, and then it repeats, and sort of, it's sort of like a theme that keeps repeating over and over, but it builds up a little bit over time. And I initially wrote it for me to play with my fiance at the time, who was learning and playing harp very beautifully, Sonia. This is Imbolc, and it's sort of a Celtic-ish type piece of music
for music for.
So in addition to Francis Maxino, the lineup for the entertainment on Saturday, the 2nd of December at Marchwood Park, the AMP show, at 10 o'clock, Francis will be with his keyboard magic and wizardry. 11 o'clock, we've got the Zambuco Marimba Band. 12 o'clock, we've got Lucy Summerfield, who will be featured on this program in a little bit, and KC. And KC is going to rock the house, I reckon, too. 1 p.m., Jason McIver, who's one of our local singer-songwriters. Excellent, an excellent musician, this man. I'm very impressed with the work he does. At 2 p.m., one of our favorites, Araha Williams, appealing to the sort of countryside of music in many respects, and some of her friends will join her during the second half of her performance. 3 p.m., Sound Prophets. That is Francis Maxino and myself with our friend Adrian on the drums. And then I think Francis will probably send you home with some more of his beautiful ambient keyboard magic. So, and I've got with me here Zara Jane Fowler, who is the promotion secretary for the Matueke AMP show. Kia ora.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Not a worry. So give us some idea of what else is going to be on the show on show day.
So, of course, we'll have our equestrian entries and sections that will go for both days as well as the Sunday. And we will also have our student and adult competitions running as well in our industrial sections. And this will be like photography, home baking, creations, hobbies, painting, like art decorations, and poultry, pet showing. We're going to have a dog show at 1 p.m. So lots to get involved with for the community to do and families to bring forward is what they've been working on throughout the year. And yeah, maybe enter it and win some awesome prizes. We're going to have lots of spot prizes. And amongst the competitions, we've also got entertainment throughout the day with the wood choppers. We're going to have a market stalls, and they're going to be running from 9:30. There will also be our rides and amusements. And we also have our very own vintage merry-go-round that will be going. And yeah, petting zoo with lots of animals for people to get involved and come see and have a wee pet. Yeah, so we've got lots, as well as all that live entertainment you've got lined up for us, Harmony.
Yes, and we've got our friends Terry and Claire are going to be promoting their book too.
Yes.
Adventures at Hidden Valley Farm, Derek the Hungry Sheep. So come check that out and be supportive of their project.
Yeah, it'll make great Christmas presents.
That's Claire Hutt, Terry Everett, and illustrated by Julie Davies. So that's what's on show day. We will also probably have a float or two in the parade. So we want people to turn up. Gates are open from about 8:30, 9 a.m., something like that. Actually, 7:30, I think. If you want to come and enter one of the competitions, the earlier the better. And most of those competitions are entry on the day. Is that correct?
Yep. Although if you want to bring in some things earlier on, like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday before the show, you can come in via our College Street entrance, and in the buildings to the left you can drop off between 3 and about 4:30 in the evenings and drop off some of the art, and obviously not the baking, but yeah, some of the other goods. If you want to drop them in early, we'll have entry forms printed so you can sign yourself up there.
So that's 2nd of December, Saturday the 2nd of December, Marchwood Park. Come to the Matueke AMP show, the 86th annual, I think it is, isn't it? So, yeah, look forward to seeing everybody there.
That's amazing.
I want to write a song about someone.
Who would it be about?
She'll take you to the movies and talk through the whole thing. Fill up her fingers with those op-shopped rings. Warm like cinnamon, I need more synonyms, cause I keep coming back to amazing. Open your eyes, you'll find her in the sunrise, glowing so golden that you won't even mind. She kept you up late talking last night. A walking masterpiece. Someone frame her and put her in a gallery. Fruit tea on a bedside table. Paint stains and burning candles. Plants searching for the sun, but they found it in the center of the room. Artworks are her wallpaper, cute clothes and photos taken of people that she loves. She thinks they're looking for the sun, but they found it. Corduroy, chai lattes in the morning. She's the sun that shows the rainbow when it's really pouring. Leaving little notes full of inside jokes. You'll find the margins of her pages all filled up with drawings. A walking masterpiece. Someone frame her and put her in a gallery. Tea on a bedside table. Paint stains and burning candles. Houseplants searching for the sun, but they found it in the center of the room. Artworks are her wallpaper. Cute clothes and photos taken of people that she loves. She thinks they're looking for the sun, but they found. Heart that caring was made for speaks the truth even when she's afraid of what that might mean. That takes bravery. She's a masterpiece. Yes, she's a masterpiece. She's a masterpiece. Pretty on your bedside table. Paint stains and burning candles. Houseplants searching for the sun, searching for the sun, searching for the sun. Artworks are your wallpaper. Cute clothes and photos taken of people that you love. You think we're looking for the sun, but we found it in you. Yeah, we found.
So that was Fruit Tea, which is the most recent release from Lucy Summerfield, another one of our featured artists for the 2023 Motueka AMP show on the 2nd of December at Marchwood Park. And Lucy's here with me in the studio. Kia ora, Lucy.
Kia ora, Harmony. How you going?
Great. So you've just flown in from Wellington, where you've been studying the craft.
Yeah, I'm studying a Bachelor of Commercial Music at Massey University, which is a really awesome course because I get to work on my composition and my songwriting craft alongside sound engineering and industry planning. So it really gives you like a broad range of skills to be able to go out into the music industry. So I'm not just going in as a singer-songwriter. I'm going to have a bit more skills behind me.
You've got a side hustle.
A side hustle, yeah. That's what you got to have.
Absolutely. So, and you're going to be on the bill at the AMP show at 12 o'clock noon. You'll be playing some of your original music, original music, I'm going to guess. Is that right? Or have you got some covers too?
I always like to play some covers. I like to bring out some Kiwi classics. Big fan of Bikrunga and Dave Dobbin and Crowded House. And so I always like to have at least a couple of Kiwi classic covers in there.
Wunderbar. And so what's your plans after this holiday away from school? Anything coming up? Any important gigs?
Well, I'm really hoping that over the summer I can develop a 4 to 6 track EP which I'll then work on as soon as I head back to Wellington. They've got some awesome studios there as part of the Massey course. So I hope to get in there, get recording and get some more music out. And then, yeah, being in Wellington is such an amazing environment as a musician and as an artist. There's so many opportunities to gig. And so, yeah, hoping to capitalize on that amazing artistic environment even more next year as I kind of grow as an artist and as a musician. So, yeah, looking forward to doing some more gigging and looking forward to getting some stuff recorded and out into the world.
Wonderful. And that one was on Spotify, so people want to find your music, they can find you on Spotify.
They can find me on pretty much all digital music platforms. I'm out there. So, yeah, pretty much anywhere you get your music, you'll be able to find me. If you just look up Lucy Summerfield, I'm just there as myself. Yeah, so that's, you know, Apple Music. Tidal, I'm on YouTube Music, kind of, yeah, everything.
So we got one more track to play, and this one is Hurukia?
Hurukia, yeah. It means to change or to flip, to turn around. And I wrote it about being in a small town, about being in Motueka, because as a young person, everyone leaves at the end of every year. And I was watching that coming with more and more. It felt like an impending doom that everyone was going to leave. And Hurihia is this beautiful framing of change is not as something to be afraid of, because the world is constantly changing and the world is really beautiful. And so it looks to the migration of birds, to the turning of the stars, to the moon and the tides. And it says, you know, those things are changing too. And the world is so beautiful. So there is good that can come out of change, and that's really important. So, yeah, so that's what Hurihia is about.
All right. Well, let's have a listen, and we'll see you at the show. Show for this week, and a big thank you and shout out to our guests, our wonderful sponsors, Taste of Turkey, Motueka's traditional Turkish kitchen at 92 High Street, in the best wheat town here in the Nelson Tasman region, and the Motueka AMP Show, Saturday, 2nd of December, 2023, at our own Marchwood Park. And of course, to you, the audience here at Fresh FM, 104.8 FM in Nelson Tasman, 107.2 FM in the Nelson CBD, 95.0 FM in Eastern Golden Bay, and 88.9 FM in Marlboro. These shows repeat the following week of broadcast and can also be found by going to freshfm.net and search Hatu in the House, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Google, or iHeartRadio. Takite ano.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.